The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I can't help but think of what fear St. Paul would have been experiencing in the first reading today. So let's talk about fear for a moment. There's a good fear, a healthy fear, and a bad fear, a worldly fear. The good fear, fear of the Lord, deep respect and awe of who he is and who we are before him. And we might even call fear good when it stops us from doing some evil or some sin. But even this good fear doesn't carry us all the way towards God, because love casts out all fear. We have to remember that it can't be this fear of hell that constantly pushes us closer and closer to God. In the early stages of the spiritual life, the interior life, this is true. This fear of offending God, of upsetting him, can prevent us from stumbling and all that. But as we progress closer to our Lord, that fear has to transform and has to change. And it has to become love, authentic, true love, so that we no longer avoid sin because we're afraid of hell, but we avoid sin because we love God so much. But then we also have a bad or worldly fear, an inordinate fear of physical harm, or fear of ridicule for Christ's sake, or fear of losing some societal standing, or fear of losing human respect. Most importantly, because of our belief in Jesus Christ. And it's this worldly fear, this bad fear, that causes us to flee Christ at the first moment of any sort of hardship that the Christian life might demand of us, because we're afraid of what God will demand later on. And maybe this is a just fear in some respect, because Jesus Christ himself could not avoid the cross, could not avoid his own death. And so maybe there is some stock in people being afraid of joining and becoming a follower of Christ for that, but it's a worldly fear, and it's a bad fear. Because even though Christ suffered and died, we know that if we follow him, if we are baptized, we suffer and die with him, but we also join in him in his resurrection and his ascension. So my brothers and sisters, this worldly fear is what we have to flee from. That worldly fear of losing our human respect, losing our societal standing, being fearful of ridicule for Christ's sake, or even an inordinate fear of physical harm. So it's important then that we pray for perseverance and pray for it often.